Well, there's the long green or the something else, something else, something else.
Yeah. Just get a little bit of everything. Oh, about some of this. A little umbrella-shaped thing that might spring up in the woods or fields after it rains.
Well, mushrooms or toadstools.
Okay, they're the same thing?
As far as I'm concerned, they are. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Say if a man had a real bad sore throat or something, you say, well, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't...
Swallow.
Okay. And the thing that people smoke made out of tobacco?
Cigarette.
Okay, what else?
Cigars.
Okay. And say someone offered to do you a favor, but you didn't want to accept it because then you'd feel like you owed them something. You'd say, well, no thanks, I don't want to be, what?
Obligated to you or in debt to you or...
Okay. Would you ever say beholden?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay. And say someone asks you about doing a certain job, you say, sure, I do it. Sure,
I can do it.
Okay. And if you're not able to, you might say, well, I'd like to, but I just...
ain't able.
Okay. And say it is a real bad accident up the road, and you say that there's no need to call a doctor because by the time we got there, the person was...
dead.
Okay. Or was what? Dead. Was...
already dead.
Okay. Would you ever say was done dead?
Yeah. It sounds just like me. You really do. Say done dead.
Okay.
And I say I've already done it.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. I've done it, I mean. I've done it.
Okay. And, you say, in a dangerous situation, a person, what, to be careful? A person?
Ought to be careful.
Okay. And, you say, say the boy got a whip and you say, well, I bet he did something he...
shouldn't have done.
Okay, we'll be using that word, ought. I bet
he oughtn't have done.
Huh?
He oughtn't have done.
Okay. And, you might say, well, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I bet you...
you're scared.
Okay. Or using the word dare, would you say, I bet you...
wouldn't dare.
Okay. Would you say dasn't or daren't or...
I don't.
Have you ever heard any of those?
I couldn't really tell you any incident that I have. I mean, it sounds familiar, but I don't know.
And say someone was kept asking you to do something that you just... weren't gonna do, you might say, well, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just
ain't gonna do it.
Okay. And say if you had done some real hard work all by yourself and all the time you were working, a friend of yours was just standing around watching you work, when you get through you might go up to him and say, you know, instead of just standing there, you
could help me.
Or you might
help me.
Okay. And talking about kinds of animals now, the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Oh, the bat.
Okay. What else?
The owl, I believe.
Okay. Are there different kinds of owls?
Well, there's a hoot owl and a... that's all I know.
What about that real little...
screech owl, they call it.
Huh?
Screech owl.
Okay. And what about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees, you know?
Well, woodpecker, peckerwood. Half the time we say peckerwood, but it's a woodpecker, I guess.
Do you ever heard of using that word peckerwood to refer to people?
Yeah, I've heard many people say you peckerwood.
What does it mean? Is it insulting or just teasing? Or?
Teasing, I'd say.
Okay. And have you ever heard any other name for peckerwood besides woodpecker or peckerwood?